The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
I wrote this in June 2008, and it is in my book. The disturbing issue then was the North American Union. I have a sense it has gone underground because many Americans are totally unaware and would be against this union. Let's read my commentary of 2008 again and be prepared to object to this takeover of our country. Here goes. Recently, I attended a Flag Day celebration to honor American veterans from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. The ceremony was touching, and it was beautiful to see their pride when each veteran got up and said a few words. The program opened with a young girl singing God Bless America, and she concluded the ceremony with the Star Spangled Banner. When the words, "The land of the free and the home of the brave," were sung, my eyes filled with uncontrollable tears. Because I'm bummed out, because there is this gut feeling that we the people are losing our beloved country as we know it. Our President Bush and our Congress, without our knowledge and approval, are giving away our nation as it was planned by our forefathers. We are, and still should be, a sovereign nation beholden to no one, but there are changes ahead. Effectively, our borders with Canada and Mexico will be erased. They call it globalization. But we never voted on this change. We have been betrayed by our leaders. We are in the process of becoming an alliance with Mexico and Canada called the North American Union. Our nation and our wishes eventually will become subordinate to the Union, and as we speak, the international superhighway is already becoming a reality, where certain other countries will be bidding to buy portions of the highway, and they will institute tolls to make money for themselves. We the people never approved this. How do you feel about other countries owning part of the U.S.? Why weren't we consulted? Now it's clear why President Bush broke our laws by leaving the borders open deliberately all these years. It's because he is a globalist who wants to enlarge NAFTA, which has been a disaster for the U.S., but good for the other countries involved. What can we do to stop this blatant giveaway? Undoubtedly, the greed of a few powerful people who stand to benefit from this sneaky alliance is involved. And the kicker is that the despicable, corrupt United Nations intends to be in charge of the North American Union and eventually in charge of the world. It is insane, and we are allowing it to happen. How can we the people stop this takeover? For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.